This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for June 25th. I'm Paul Plack. A report from the DOT's Inspector General indicates that the FAA is far behind schedule in moving from planning to implementation for NextGen, and that critical actions are needed if the agency is going to meet its targets. Lockheed Martin has announced the successful drop testing of the carrier variant of the F-35 Lightning II to simulate the abuse it will have to endure in carrier service. A commemorative Air Force B-25 returning to St. Paul, Minnesota, made a precautionary landing Sunday night in Muscatine, Iowa, because of an engine problem. A coalition of general aviation advocacy groups plans to fight for continued availability of 100 low-lead avgas to buy researchers some time to find a replacement. The final two space shuttle flights may be delayed by several months, extending the program into February of next year. Space Shuttle Discovery had its three main engines removed yesterday after a low-pressure oxidizer turbopump on Engine 1 had an issue during a torque check. A fiscal 2011 budget amendment submitted by the Obama administration last week to Congress aims up to $100 million at spurring regional economic growth and job creation in the aerospace industry. A former Boeing engineer and a former NASA scientist have both been confirmed to the U.S. National Transportation Safety Board. Airbus says its A320 family of airliners has now passed the 50 million cycle milestone. And a 1968 Cessna 401, which had been conducting aerial survey work in Massachusetts, reportedly became stuck in a tree last Saturday near Plymouth Municipal Airport. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, we'll get some background on the issues involved in replacing leaded avgas from panelists at Gamma's media briefing held yesterday. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.